together for good. To them that love the Lord, love God, and to them who are the called according to His purpose. Amen. I mean, that's good stuff, folks. Ooh, that'll help you in the time of trouble. Amen. I can tell you, after living for God 47 years, amen, I mean, I've lived for God a little over 47 years now, and I can tell you that all things do work together for good. I've been through some tough spots, I want you to know. Amen. I mean, I've been through some hard places. Amen. Since I got saved. But it worked for my good. Hallelujah. I tell you what, even the hardest things did. It enriched my experience to help others that might go through it like I did. Amen. I tell you why the Lord brought me through so many heartbreaking, tearful things, so I could pastor folks that have gone through heartbreaking, tearful things. And I'll tell you this morning that all things do work together for good. That's not what I'm preaching on, but that's one of my golden texts. Amen. Let me read you a little more in that chapter. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Who did He predestinate? Whosoever will. Amen. You just got to have the will directed into the right direction. Praise God. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. Who did He call? Whosoever will. Let him come. That's His call. Amen. Whom He called, He also justified. Whom He justified, them He also glorified. Those are powerful words, isn't it? Amen. Do you realize what it means to be justified? I mean, the weakest Christian today is justified. The newest Christian is justified. That brand new reconverted backslider, come on, is justified. I mean, drug him right out of the mud, muck and mire, he's justified this morning. That means just as if I'd never sinned. Just as if he'd never sinned. Just as if she'd never sinned. That's powerful words, folks, that justified is. Whoo, glory to God. Amen. And, amen. Whom He justified, He also, whom He justified, He also glorified. Amen. You ever felt any of it? We felt quite a bit of it around Highway Holiness, haven't we? Amen. Praise God. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Also glorified. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Now, if you're justified, no matter how freshly justified you are, and the gossiping tongues are beating on you and slobbering around on you and whipping around on you, don't worry a bit about it. If God be for us, who can be against us? I'll guarantee you, you'll come out on top. Amen. No matter how many tongues beat around on you, praise God, you'll come out on top. You'll come out glorified. Come on. Amen. Glorified, yes. 32. Amen. Another word about 31, God before us, who can be against us? A little girl misunderstood what the preacher had preached. Amen. And Dad didn't go to church, and he asked what the preacher preached, and she said, if God be for us, the devil's up again it. Amen. And that's right, too. Little girl's language, that's right. Praise God. Amen. Here's what I'm preaching on. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. Who? All. Let's say it together. All. Who's all? Does that include us? Okay. How shall he not with him? That's what I'm preaching on, Billy. With him. Amen. Hey, somebody jogging back there. He might be making tapes 90 miles an hour and miss that. With him. That's what I'm preaching on this morning. With him also freely give us all things. How many things? Hey, let's say it together. All things. All things. Praise God. Amen. I mean, all you got to do is stick with Jesus. You're going to get it. What? All things. Stick with Jesus. Stay with Jesus. Hallelujah. I mean, a lot of folks have been a lot better off than stayed with Jesus. Woo-wee. Amen. Preacher backslid, took that woman off, and she's coming back. She's asked him, what in the world are we going to do? And he said, what I'm worried about is how I'm going to make a living. People of God have been good to him. Amen. He'd been better off if he'd stayed with Jesus. Amen. Hey, you can't stay with Jesus and another woman at the same time. Impossible. Amen. Praise God. You ought to stay with Jesus. Praise God. Get close to Jesus. That's what we got to do. Get close to Jesus. Because, amen, everything that's any count comes with him. All things, praise God. God's greatest gift is his Son. I mean, when God scoured heaven and earth and could find no greater gift to give, he gave his Son. Amen. What a gift. Praise God. God gave the greatest gift of all when he gave his Son. Now God said, I will withhold no good thing. Amen. Say it with me. Good thing. Amen. Good thing. I will withhold no good thing from them that walk uprightly before me. If God will withhold no good thing, and that's Old Testament. Amen. Somebody told a friend of mine the other day he'd never heard me preach out of the New Testament. Amen. He ain't been around very long. He needs to play a few tapes. Amen. I preach just as much out of the New as I do the Old, and I don't cancel either one. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe in the whole Bible from cover to cover. I even believe in the cover. Amen. Said Holy Bible. Praise God. Amen. I mean, the word Bible's not in the Bible, but I believe Bible even. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe it all. I am a full gospel preacher from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Praise God. Amen. And the Old Testament said, I will withhold no good thing from them that walk uprightly before me. How much more will he give all manner of good things to those that love him in a dispensation of the grace of God? That's where we are, folks. This is the dispensation of the grace of God. Paul asked the question, you've heard of the dispensation of the grace of God. This is it. Amen. This is what kept David and Bathsheba from getting stoned. Amen. God leapfrogged into the dispensation of the grace of God. Amen. They brought a woman caught in the very act of adultery and threw her at the feet of Jesus. Amen. She should have been stoned. Hallelujah. But Jesus couldn't stone her. Hallelujah. And let David go. And he couldn't stone David. Amen. And let her go. Praise God. And so by the grace of God, he let them both go. He said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. God has set you free to sin no more. Amen. Praise God. Oh, yes. He said he will freely give us all things. Well, now then, I mean all things. That's going some, preacher. Amen. I mean, we need to qualify that just a little bit. Okay. I'm glad you asked me to qualify that. Praise God. And so I will. Let's turn to 1 Peter. 2 Peter, the first chapter. Amen. And we'll skip a couple of mighty, wonderful, powerful verses. And we'll go to the third verse of 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 3. According as his divine power hath given us all. Let's say it again. All. Let's say it good and loud. All things. What things? Amen. He qualifies it a little bit further here. He said, all things that pertain to life and godliness. I'm glad he said that. I'm glad Peter came along, amen, and enlarged a little bit on the all things that Paul spoke of. If he hadn't, then somebody went off on a tangent, amen, and said, I just have any old thing I want, good or bad. But you can't have the bad. Just the things from God that pertain to life and godliness. Amen. Some people say that's bondage. Thank God for it if it is. Isn't it wonderful, praise God, that God fences us in with the good and fences out the bad, huh? Amen. What wonderful bondage, praise God. I'm a prisoner of love. A slave to the master, praise God. I willingly toil through the heat and the cold, glory to God. Woo! I mean, listen to it, he said. According as his divine power hath given unto us. That's what God said he would do. In the 8th chapter of Romans, he said with him, he would freely give us all things. All what things? All things that pertain to life. Ooh, that's rich. Ooh, that's rich. What does your life need to keep on lifing? Huh? Amen. What does your life need to keep on living? Amen. That's why we call it living. You live your life. Amen. And after you live your life, you call it a life that you've lived. Huh? Amen. And after you die, you quit living your life. Amen. Yeah. Glory to God. I tell you again, and I coined the phrase, amen. I got this originally. This popped into my own little old head, believe it or not. Amen. Whew, glory to God. The devil can't kill you till God gets through with you if you live for God. Amen. Mark it down. You're invincible till God gets through with you. Amen. Cancer can't kill you till God gets through with you. Ooh, glory to God. Amen. Nothing can kill you till God gets through you. Martyrdom can't get you till God gets through you. A car wreck can't get you till God gets through with you. Amen. He ain't got a thing to worry about. Praise God. He'll give you all things that pertain to life. Heart attack can't get you till God gets through with you. Amen. Stroke can't get you till God gets through with you. Hallelujah. Why? Because he's given us all things that pertain to life. He'll give you everything, chemicals that you need to keep on living. Why, he knows we need food, Mike. He knows we need a little money, Randy, to pay the bills once in a while. Amen. Keep the wolf away from the door. Or we'll have to go borrow more money. Amen. On future jobs that we haven't got yet. Amen. Pretty soon, you know, we're living on the credit. God knows what we need to keep living. He knows we need food. He knows we need clothes. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. My. Amen. I have just like about 3/4 of a pound finishing up a whole stick of Conn's Deluxe Bologna that they gave me for Father's Day, Brother David. Amen. God even knows if you like bologna or not. I mean, I've had some of the thickest bologna sandwiches you ever saw. I had half-inch bologna sandwiches. Amen. You like it good and thick, Roger? That's the way it's good, ain't it? Half-inch bologna sandwiches. I mean, amen, I got carried away. I didn't slice it like sometimes Mike has to down at the grocery store. How thin is those slices, Mike? About an eighth of an inch? Yeah, 16th, he's... That's even thinner. Amen. Oh, I never do stop at a 16th. I never do stop at an 8th. I piled several of those kind on. Amen. And I'm telling you, Brother Clifford, I've had a time. Amen. I have missed many a trip to Frisch's because I knew I had a good old stick of Conn's bologna waiting on me up there. Amen. I just about got... You know what? God knows we need food to eat. And he said, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. Shane, I'm preaching about that stick of bologna y'all gave me. Amen. Back in Father's Day, praise God. I've had a time with that. Amen. I've took it on trips. I whittled some of it up in small cutlets and put it in a cooler beside me in the truck. Amen. And nibbled on it going down the highway. Amen. Oh, yes. Me and that stick of bologna has had a time. I mean, Jess Yoss ain't got nothing on me. Jess Yoss, him and his mom and dad run a grade A raw milk dairy out there in McAlester, Oklahoma. Amen. I held about two or three revivals to them, four revivals in McAlester. And sometimes even when I preached in McAlester, I'd stay with the Yoss family out there on the farm. Amen. They put a big thoroughfare through it, a four-lane interstate through it, cut it half in two. Amen. And Mom, Dad, Yoss both gone now. And Jesse Fred, he was 6'3" and weighed 265 pounds. He was just twice as big as I was. And size 13, 14 shoes. I wore size 7 and weighed 135 pounds. So I told everybody Jess was twice as big as I was. And he worked all the time and never did have time to go shopping much. But when he did go shopping, he did everything in a big way. He didn't buy a bottle of hair tonic. He bought a half a gallon at a time. Sometimes a gallon of hair tonic. Amen. He didn't tend to go back very often, Brother Dave, and so he'd buy a half a gallon. He didn't just buy a pound of bologna, half pound like we do. Of course, bologna back then was 55 cents a pound, you know, or less. And now it's nearly $3 a pound. But Jess would buy a whole stick of bologna. Amen. We never thought about buying a whole stick of bologna. That took up all the grocery money. Just barely had time, money enough to buy half a pound. But Jess, he bought a whole stick. I finally caught up with him the other day. They gave me a whole stick of bologna. Amen. Praise God. And I'd go with him and help run the route. And I'd get up in the morning. He's already out 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning haying and feeding them cattle and herding them into the barn and doing the milking. That milk passed through the milkers, through that pipe into that big vat, and Sister Yoss would get up, and I'd go out there and I'd help her bottle that milk and snap those little caps down in that bottle and that cellophane over the top of the rubber band. My job was to put that cellophane over the top with a rubber band, and I'd help them, and then they'd go in and they'd sit down at the table. Dad Yoss, all crippled up with arthritis, couldn't hardly walk, couldn't do any work, but he did all the cooking, and he had some oats cooked up, big kettle of oats, almost every morning. And every meal, without fail, they set a whole quart of Jersey milk, ice cold, before every plate. And you's expected to drink that. A whole quart, I mean with the cream. Amen. 6 inches deep in that quart of milk, and they'd take it and Jess would shake it this way and get that cream all shook up. And so I learned to shake the bottle this way and get the cream all shook up. And then when dinner time come, again, whatever they had, fried taters and ham or whatever, every plate, instead of Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola, they had a whole quart bottle of grade A raw milk from Yost. Yeah, they believed in their product, set in front of each plate, and they'd shake it this way, and we was expected to drink that, and so we did. Amen. And everything, in my estimation, in a pretty big way. And Jess was a pretty big man. Hey, don't you think God knows we need food to eat? Don't you think God knows, amen, that the cows need hay? Don't you think God knows, amen, that... Ooh-wee. That once in a while we need a bag of tater chips, Mike. Yeah. Kearney Collins said if God made anything better than fried taters, he kept it to himself. Amen. And when that old chef out east, amen, began to shave them potatoes off and fry them and invented the potato chip, man, did he ever save a lot of lives. Amen. He made just common old ordinary fried taters a delicacy to deck any household table. Amen. Potato chips. And then somebody come along and adulterated them and made barbecue tater chips out of them. And somebody further adulterated them and made vinegar tater chips out of them, sour cream tater chips out of them, and onion tater chips out of them. Oh, you may like all that stuff, but I like the good old plain ones. Amen. Yeah. All things. God knows you have need of all these things. How many believe God will feed you? Amen. Well, Brother Asher was driving down the highway playing that tape from the Highway of Holiness, count the fish and come and dine. And I was preaching how that Peter did decide they couldn't make it anymore, preaching and living by faith, and said, I go fishing. Amen. And they fished all night and caught nothing. Praise God. And Jesus called to him from the shore, and he had breakfast all fixed for them. Amen. Fish on the fire, fried in Crisco, salted just right. Hallelujah. Ooh, amen. Bread, I mean, on the fire, fixed just right. Amen. And said, come and dine. And they, praise God, they cast in their nets on the right side and caught 150. They counted them, 153 fishes, praise God. And the Bible tells us in St. John's Gospel how many they caught. Praise God, 153. And I preached that message on count the fish and come and dine. And Jesus was trying to tell him that if you'll follow me and live by faith and pray through and preach the gospel, amen, I'll feed you. Amen. Brother Asher driving down the highway playing that tape and said, that's it, wife. Amen. I'm quitting that job and going full time for God. Amen. Woo, glory to God. He did. And you heard the results of it last spring. Amen. In a revival here. And from time to time. Amen. God has sent his so far. You know, whatever pastor in the country is looking for is a preacher that's on fire. You catch on fire. Amen. And other preachers will come to watch you burn. You catch on fire. Amen. And the people will come to watch you burn. Hallelujah. And Ray Asher is on fire. Amen. All you got to do is build a fire. God will put the fish on it. Amen. He'll feed you. Hallelujah. He'll take care of you. Praise God. He'll meet your need. All things, amen, that pertain to life and godliness. Amen. He knows we need clothes. Amen. Hallelujah. I wish I had that magazine out in the truck where Brother Petrie wrote up in that singing magazine a whole editorial on holiness. Beat all I ever heard. My wife is reading it to me. I'll read it to you behind this pulpit before it's over, put it on a bulletin board or something. Amen. I mean just exactly what most singing groups needs. Amen. Ooh, I appreciate that, Brother Petrie. Glory to God, I appreciate that article. Man, I tell you, it was well put. Hallelujah. I mean, he talked about men having long hair and women having short hair and vice versa. Amen. What the Bible had to say about it. Amen. And said, if you don't believe, I'll love you just the same. And I mean, did a good job of preaching holiness. Amen. Amen. God knows we need clothes. Did you know that God wears clothes? God himself don't go naked. Did you know that angels wear clothes? You'll be hard put to find an angel in a pair of cutoffs. A bikini? Huh? Amen. Yeah, you'll be hard. Hallelujah. God had so many clothes on that when Isaiah saw him, said his skirt, his train filled the temple, stretched all the way from heaven down and filled the temple. He had such a long robe on. Amen. God wears clothes. I'll tell you something. You get anywhere near close to him, you wear clothes too. You get anywhere near like him, you want to wear clothes too. Amen. I mean, you may have them all whacked off, you know, and way down low here, all whacked off here. Amen. But if you thought Jesus was coming to town, you'd start pulling at them. Amen. And yanking at them, getting them just as long as you could. Because Jesus is coming to church. Amen. God knows we need clothes, and he'll provide clothes for us. One good sign this generation is demon-possessed is they're like the demonic of Gadara. He wear no clothes. Amen. I mean, they're driven by the devil. They're inspired by the devil. You know why women are actually bound by breeches and can't get them up? They're bound by the devil. They can't quit wearing breeches. They'd look better in a dress, 90% of them would. And the other 10% sure don't want to wear breeches. Amen. I mean, amen. If you're a 32, amen, you don't want to wear no tight-fitting jeans. Huh? Come on. Amen. But if you got a figure like a truck, you sure don't want to be caught dead in no jeans. Amen. But you know what's the matter? Most women are bound by the devil. They can't quit. Amen. They're bound by the devil, full of the devil, full of rebellion and everything else. Amen. And I'm telling you what, they wear that junk when they look better. With clothes on, modest apparel. Amen. Praise God. God knows so well that you need clothes, he'll provide clothes for you. Amen. You don't believe it? Just look in Sister Collins' closet. Amen. If you don't believe it, just look in my bedroom if you can get through it. You may have a hard time getting through it. I got so many clothes and so many shoes. Sister Pauline Parker is going to buy me a $150 pair of floor shine boots several years ago. Amen. I said, don't do that, Sister Parker. Just, amen, give me $50 and I'll buy my own boots. With that $50, amen, last account I had, amen, I bought 10 pairs of shoes and boots, several of them floor shine, amen, and still had money left over, praise God. God knows you have need of all these things. Amen. And he'll provide you clothes. He knows you need a house. He knows you need a roof. Yeah. Amen. Ladies, he even knows if you're hooked on an automatic dishwasher and a washing machine that you need that. Yeah, he knows where you got to leaning on it, you know, and you just can't do it the old hard way no more. Amen. I was talking to a lady, and they run out of water, and I said, well, I carried water all my life. And she said, well, this young generation won't do that. God knows if you need water. Amen. Yeah, I carried a lot of it. It's the first thing we did the morning before we went to school. First thing we got home in the afternoon, Mom would give us one square cracker. Really, it's four crackers out of the box for a treat. Amen. She'd save the rest for lunches. She'd give us one big square cracker, and me and my brother just fill our mouths as fast as we could. That cracker just eat as fast as we could. And my sister would nibble on hers all the way to the spring. And we'd already eat ours and gobbled it up and swallowed it down. And she was still nibbling on her delicious looking cracker. And we went to carry water. Amen. And yes, you can flush a stool. You can flush it twice with a 5-gallon bucket of water. I've done it. Amen. But God knows if you're hooked on the old modern way of life. It can't get by any other way, and you got a mental block, you know. Amen. That you can't make it any other way. She said, this young generation won't do that. God even knows that. Amen. And He'll provide for you even that. Above and abundantly, above all that you ask or think. But sometimes you got to be willing on the missionary field to wash in a pan. Amen. And use water that's not too nice, not too fresh, where water don't come easy on a mission field. Amen. And there's a lot of folks having to do that. But thank God, God has helped many a missionary drill a well on the mission field so they could have water, so the village could have water. Amen. And John Payton went to that second island in the Hebrides. Amen. First island he went, only one. He left saved. Second island he went to, amen, everybody got saved. But he decided that they needed a well. The natives had water in the rainy season, but then the long dry season, they run out of water and they famished for the lack of water on the island through the dry season. Through the monsoons and the rainy season, too much water. Through the dry season, no water. John Payton decided he'd dig a well. And so he prayed about it, and God showed him where to dig a well. Amen. And amen. God will show you if you'll pray where to dig. God will show you where to go. He began to dig, and the natives all gathered around and said, Missy Payton, that's what they call him. Missy was, there was said missionary, Missy Payton. What are you digging for? And he said, I'm digging a well. What is well? He said, I'm digging for water. And they laughed him to scorn and said, water don't come from down there. Water comes from up there. The rain, they meant. Finally, he was able to coax somebody into helping him dig the well. Bail the dirt out in the mud. And finally, he got way down deep and struck water. Amen. And the natives were excited about how that Missy Payton had, the missionary had discovered water in the ground and not in the heavens. And then they thought for sure he was going to build a fence around it and not let them have any. That's the way Arabs and many heathen people do. You can draw water out of a strange well in the Sahara, any oasis, and get shot because you're stealing water out of somebody's well. Amen. If they allow you, if they tell you you can do it, you can. If you're your guest, they can. But they'll shoot their own neighbor if he draws water out of their well. Amen. So they thought Mr. Payton would be that way too. He'd be stingy with his water. But I want you to know today that God is not stingy with His water.
I want you to know today that God is not stingy with life. God is not stingy with those things that pertain to life. Hallelujah. All you got to do is stick with Jesus and He'll make a way for you. Praise God. But beside all this, He said, amen, things that pertain to life and godliness. Amen. Well, what is pertains to godliness? Being a partaker of His divine nature, escaping the corruption of the world through lust. That's verse 4. Beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. To virtue, knowledge. To knowledge, temperance. To temperance, patience. To patience, godliness. To godliness, brotherly kindness. To brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you know Christ and stay with Him, He'll not only give you the things that pertain to life, He'll give you the things that pertain to godliness. Amen. But without Him, as they get ready to sing this morning, amen. Without, oh my, what we get with Him. All good things. Amen. Hosea said, my people have forsaken that which is good. Amen. What we get with Him, stay with Him. And what we lose without Him. Without Him, I would be nothing. Without Him, I surely would fail. Without Him, I'd only be drifting like a boat without a sail. Amen. I'd like this morning to be blessed in Him, with Him, freely blessed. All you got to do is walk close to God. You having a hard time getting your hands up? Praise God. You haven't caught the vision you need to of Him. You see His glory like you need to see. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. And what are you hollering for, Brother Collins? Mine eyes have seen the glory. Ah! Of the coming of the Lord. He's trampling out His vineyard where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the fierce lightnings of His terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. It may be 10%. Richard, where'd Richard go? Amen. You're not Richard. Amen. It may be 10%. It may be just a remnant, Brother David. Praise God. But I want to be in that remnant that's with Jesus. With Jesus. When they leave, I want to go with them, don't you? When He comes, I want to go be with Him. Don't you stand with us and say, we invite you to all our prayers this morning, God. Bless these broken marks, stir our hearts. Waken us, Lord, to Thy rising, Thy glory, and Thy power. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As we sing, we invite you to an altar of prayer. Come on.